Conference recording started.
Aloha, this is Dr. Lori Moore to lead you through a 22-minute process, Success Love Now, which will assist you with surrendering into the benevolence of unconditional awakening, love, peace, joy, while manifesting the dreams that you deeply feel you came to create on this globe, personal, professional, global. The process can also be used to subtract self-defeating habits from your life. This process is a balance of the yin and the yang, the creation and the surrender, the opening to awakening while taking responsibility for the creation in which you participate. So let us begin with a deep, full breath, so that the body, the mind, the soul, the emotional body, the universal soul can work as harmonic waves, which they are. With a sense of humor, with openness to laughter or tears, or to whatever occurs. Step number one is a value you will find in all religions and spiritual paths and effective systems of goodness: gratitude. So take your focus to gratitude. Some of us simply place our focus in our heart and immediately are taken by overwhelming gratitude beyond circumstance. Some of us love to choose circumstances for which we feel grateful and to remind ourselves of these occurrences, people, animals, nature, situations, experiences, beings, what we are, what we do, what we have. Whatever your way is the way for you, it is the perfect way for you. There is many ways as there are beings in this universe. So take yourself to gratitude. Thank you. Step number two of Success Love Now is to clarify your purpose aim. If you know what you are going to create, you will quickly be able to find the means by which to create. And even if you are a little off track with your universal purpose, by clarifying, you step towards releasing what is not needed and revealing what is, so that you soon align with a deep universal soul purpose moving through your individual purpose at this time. So clarify your purpose aim. Why are you listening to this tape? Did you wish to create? Did you wish to awaken into a station of being, love, peace, joy, oneness, fulfillment, fulfillingness, care, compassion, kindness, repentance, thoughtfulness, abundance, prosperity, sweetness, oneness, love? Did you come to achieve a goal, personal, professional, global, a combination of awakening and manifesting? Did you come to subtract a self-defeating habit of the mind, the body, the spirit, the personal, the group, your role in the group? Is the way to go, because you only can change your purpose aim, but that does inspire others. So clarify very clearly. It should be one sentence long at most, and one word long at least, or it might even be just a quality you feel. That would be the equivalent of a word. Clarify the purpose aim. Know the purpose aim. Thank you. Step number three is surrender. So often we're in resistance to that which is trying to get our attention and is probably the bridgeway to all that we are wishing to experience as manifest in form, or experience as just being in the ethers of what is, in the waves of what is that compose all existence. So, scan your being, your physical being first, as a way into deeper waves of your being that go deeper and deeper into the love, the heart, the oneness, and all the universe. Truly, tangibly, you may someday find this to be so. Maybe right now you do. Right now, scan your physical being and notice, is there something being resisted, a thought or a feeling or an imagined experience for the future from the past, or an experience in this moment? And if something is being resisted, note where in your physical being is the resistance. Is it in your heart? Is it in your belly? Is it in your head? Is it in your knees? It is in your legs, your feet. Find out. And then you will open fully into the sensation of that resistance beyond making it wrong or right. Simply merge, be, allow yourself to notice you are one with that in love, that resistance. Experience the sensation, the waves, the quality of that resistance. Not to further imagine at this moment, but to be so, so immersed in that experience, there is no imagination and there is no wording. Not 99% where you word, you articulate, you discuss. Not 99.5% where you touch and then you drift off back to another imagining. But right here, now, present, be completely, completely what you have resisted in its sensation. You will know you are doing this because you just become a quality. There's no more thought. There's no action. There just is a flavor emanating, vibrating. As you sink into that flavor, something deeper will find you. It could be bliss, it could be peace, it could be faith, it could be relief, it could be acceptance, it could be overwhelming love. You don't design in surrender. You surrender, and what is calling you right below the resistance moves through. The resistance changes. It changes. So sometimes we don't want to face prejudice, jealousy, anger, hatred, sorrow. Sometimes we're afraid to face unconditional inspiration, overwhelming love, joy, peace, bliss. And then when we simply open to it, it is what our physical nature vibrates as much more naturally. It can be contained and not contained. It can be alive. We seek this through so many means that don't provide it. So open now, in this moment, not scheduled for tomorrow, now. Go through it now. The source of all discomfort and addiction is not facing. Go to it now. I will be silent for a moment to give you space to do so. You might go through more than one layer till you find the wave at core you wish to swim in as. It's endless. It's endless. It's ultimately neutral. And moving through the neutral are so many flavors of emotion, inspiration, many beings with whom we interact, we find we are all one. It's true. It's simple. So, step number 4. And you can always go back and spend more time in each of the steps when you feel the call or make the choice. Step number 4 is to subtract whatever you do not need in the creation you've been creating. So when you think of the way you've been going about your purpose aim so far, what would you like to subtract from that formula? A thought form that you can't do it, or it hasn't worked before, or a feeling of tenseness or anxiety or a rushingness? Oh, there's so much you can subtract, and all you have to do is agree to subtract it. You may not know the means by which you will subtract it, but you are simply letting universal source know, God, Goddess, Allah, Buddha, Kuan Yin, Magdalene, Peace, Higher Self, all that is, Oneness, the Mayan Bird God. Oh, there's so many names of so many teachers and masters who are doorways into this, and so many names, and forgive me for not including every single religion. There have been so many, and I value all of them. Just speaking a few that came to mind right now, and add your own, and you may subtract whatever you do not wish to any longer involve in your creation. A little more silent pause for you to clarify. All that you wish to subtract, you may write it down, you may speak it into the universe, you may think it, but let it be known. You may ask someone to witness it. You can do this process alone, and you will find we are so connected, we are never alone. We are with the universal source. We are from, as, with, and you can do it with a friend or a group. Thank you. Step number 5 is to witness the movie as inherently valuable as is. So you're going to watch the movie of what you have been experiencing in relationship to your purpose aim. It may be a resistant movie where what you are finding is not what you wish. There may be participants in the movie that did not please your preferences, or you may not have delighted yourself in how you participated in the movie. Situations may not be what you wish. And so what you do is you watch the movie with new eyes. Just in this moment, being willing to see, hear, feel, smell, taste the experience of the movie as inherently valuable as is. The heart will reveal how it is. In the right times, in the right ways of thought. You need not push it now. You just be willing to watch the movie as inherently valuable as is. There will be a silent pause so that you can experience, feel, taste, hear, watch. Smell, no. The movie as inherently valuable as it is. If it is not a resistant movie, it may be the movie that you wish to have come true. And maybe you are suddenly noticing in a way it already has come true. Either way, you may watch the movie now. Inherently valuable as is. Step number 6, addition list. You subtracted, and now what would you like to add? What would you like to add to this movie, this creation, this alignment with your purpose aim? Joy, bliss, positive thinking, some new people to participate, some wonderful animals to enjoy, a new envisioned way, allow abundance, or allow simplicity. What feels right to your nature. Just go with this. Simply, naturally, allow yourself to make an addition list to how the creation will be made. We are in the yang. We were in the yin of surrender, and we are in the yang of addition in the creation. You are a director and a co-creator with the divine. We are in a feminine time in history, flowing in waves. We dance, we create, and we surrender, and we allow, and this brings about co-participation. So all that you would like to add, you can add pages and pages, or just one or two qualities. You can write them, you can dance them, you can sing them, you can play them, you can share them, you can paint them, you can build them. You can find them in the elements of earth, fire, air, and water. Huh. Create your addition list. Silence to give you time. And now, step number 7, you get to rewrite the creation. From this place of openness, from this place of allowing benevolence to come through you in ways you would have never imagined before, from this heart-opening place of gratitude where the divine can design what your heart yearned for in ways you would have never thought of by sheer will alone, allowing you to be part of the evolutionary transformation of this time in herstory. History, this time. Write it now from a fresh new place, having gone through the first 6 steps. Write it down on paper. Let it be known. And let it be known if there is a higher, happier way for it to occur in the greatest interest of all life. That happened too. So take a few minutes. You will hear silence. Give you time to write. And keep writing. Allow the writing to continue until it reaches a natural stopping. You will hear more silence so that you have spacious time to write. And you will have a little more time to continue bringing your writing to completion. If you are one who likes to write and write and write, feel free to go back later and elaborate even more, enhance even more, clarify even more. We'll take 15 more seconds. Step number 8 is to simply offer up. So you're going to offer this back up to the universe, to love. You choose where you offer it. You may offer it to God, to Goddess, to Buddha, to Allah, to Christ, to Mary, to Magdalene, to Kuan Yin, to Krishna, to Radha, to higher self, to higher power, to all that is, to universal flow, to the Great Spirit, to the elements. You decide, to the cosmos, to the goodness, you decide. And if it is your calling, you may offer yourself up too. And you may do all this offering up in complete gratitude. So everything that you've just created, discovered, you offer it back up. It came through you. With it, you created. Later, it can outpicture in the highest way, for the happiest way, for all life everywhere. Ask that it outpicture in that way so that any changes that are to the benefit of all can happen. It's not set in a form that has to be if there would be a greater form. And so in gratitude, you now just let it go. It's in the hands of the universe. I thank all great teachers for these 8 steps. These 8 steps are not original. If you look at many spiritual paths and religions throughout history, you will find them repeated again and again. I have simply brought them into a process. I thank my teachers Gangaji, Jacqueline Aldana, Sheikh Ahmed Abdul Rashid, Feline Jesse Justin Joy, Gina Palmer, Anandima, Amaji, Sai Baba, and many, many others who have helped me to be aware of these universal principles that were created by universe long, long ago. Thank you. This is Dr. Lori Moore of Success Love Now. SuccessLoveNow.com. My wish for you is that your dreams manifest in ways that serve you personally, professionally, serve your community, serve the globe, serve all life everywhere in unconditional love, joy, peace, and manifestation that is of great service, fulfillment, fulfillingness, leading many into the oneness. Thank you.